Gentrification. It's such a wonky word, and you probably know what it means already. It's what happens when the people living in a low-income neighborhood get pushed out by new people with more money. But here's the thing. Some longtime residents manage to stay in gentrifying neighborhoods and thrive. Today, we'll dig deeper into those stories. It's a hot day in Seattle's Columbia City neighborhood. Anna Ponder is dancing with one of her students, Askia Haru. She's training him to master a dance style called steppin'. To me, it looks kind of like slow swing dancing.
But it's real smooth and sensual.
Haru says it's a dance important to African-American culture.
If we had a classic dance, it would be Chicago-style stepping. That would be our classic dance.
Ponder has this reputation as a strict teacher.
And people get frustrated. But if you're serious, you're going to stick and stay.
Ponder is also serious about staying in Columbia City. She's been here since 1994. At that time, she says Columbia City was mostly black and saddled with poverty.
At that time, this was drug infested and crime and a whole lot of stuff was going on in this area. But look at it now. But look who the majority of the people are now.
A lot more white people, for one thing.
And they can just come in and take it because they're the ones that can raise taxes and do all of these things to push people out.
Ponder almost got pushed out too. After a divorce in 2000, she took a hard look at her finances.
My mortgage was way more than what my one income could handle.
Her job as an administrator with the county wasn't enough. She did some work on the side, and she converted her garage into a dance studio for more income. It's handy. When the dancers start to get hot and sweaty, she just opens the garage door.
I didn't do it for the money. I did it for the love of the dance. And the money part just started piling in on me.
Today, Ponder can afford her mortgage.
Every week, I get 1 to 2 letters asking to buy my property. And I rip them up every time. I rip them up every time.
Others haven't been so lucky. Ponder says she's now the only black homeowner left on her block. It's a pattern that happens pretty much wherever there's economic growth around the country. Majora Carter wants to stop that.
How do we stop the bleeding from our own communities?
Carter is a national urban revitalization strategist and a former MacArthur Genius winner. She says the answer lies in convincing people they have more options than leaving.
There really aren't a lot of folks, whether it's on the public or the private side, saying to those communities, how do we make it so that the people who are a part of this community can be a part of its development?
Deep in Seattle's Office of Economic Development, Pedro Gomez is working on that same question. He says part of the solution is for more people in low-income communities to become entrepreneurs.
That's where I think as a city, we can encourage more people to take a hold of their own finances through entrepreneurship. I think that's one key to this big problem.
Gomez knows the value of doing that firsthand. His family were undocumented immigrants, farm laborers. They used to drive to gentrifying neighborhoods in Walla Walla and the Tri-Cities to sell tamales out of the back of their car.
The gentrifiers love Mexican food, you know, so we definitely took advantage of that. In a lot of cases, it's easier to sell them Mexican food than it is to Mexicans. So heck yes, we took advantage of that.
Eventually, his family was able to buy their own home in Walla Walla. Gomez is helping a lot of people with Seattle's programs, but there's only 3 people with the city doing that kind of outreach work. Meanwhile, the wave of gentrification is headed to South Seattle. That's where I found Monica Matthews working with high school girls in Rainier Beach.
Because it hasn't really hit Rainier Beach that hard, but obviously we see it coming from the Central District to Columbia City and coming further south. It's time to kind of get rooted in something that's going to help to raise incomes.
Matthews runs a program called Young Queens Youth in Business. The girls in her class make and sell luxury soaps and bath salts.
This is like our most popular because everybody likes this because it's like,
what is it?
You put it on your skin, it's a body scrub, and you put it on your skin and it like...
Jamasia Brown is going into 11th grade.
Really soft and it takes all like the dead skin away and stuff. I never knew that natural stuff actually cost a lot of money. So us selling it,
it's just like, oh, I didn't think people really buy it. But seeing that we're selling a lot, all of our product, just, yeah, I felt good. Cause I was like, oh, I'm about to get some money. Yeah.
With change and with the new demographics that's coming in, it is bringing income. And so if you can come up with a product or a service or something that can serve this new demographic,
then you might be able to stick and stay in your neighborhood, just like the dance instructor Anna Ponder did. And Ponder says the more you fight to stay, the more you want to stay. In South Seattle, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.